This is HPR episode 1717 entitled Visualizing Electricity. It is hosted by first-time host Tkuk and is about 11 minutes long. The summary is, trying to understand electricity.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, HPR listeners. My nick is TCUC. You can call me TCUC or TC or Thor. And today, I'd like to help you visualize what electricity is and how it works. So, electricity has two main components, voltage and current. So, to use water as an analogy or metaphor, if you might, to electricity, or electrical electrons, current, basically. You can think of voltage as pressure, and current being the amount of water. So if you look at a battery, you have a negative pole and a positive pole on the battery. The negative pole has a larger electrical potential than the positive pole due to electrons moving from the negative pole to the positive pole. So, comparing this to water, you have more pressure at the minus side than you have on the plus side, which will mean that electrons, or water if you might, will be moving from the negative side towards the positive side with the amount of pressure that you have stored in your battery, which will deplete. So, a regular AA battery being 1.5 volts, you have 1.5 volts of pressure, or potential, between your negative pole and your positive pole. Now, if you just connect those two, you'll have a whole lot of water being, or current, being pushed from your negative pole to your positive pole really, really fast. And you don't want to deplete your batteries instantly, I presume. So you're going to have to regulate the amount of current going through your circuit. And this you can do with something called a resistor. Now, resistors, if we're using the water analogy, you could compare to like a valve. The resistor will restrict the amount of water or current allowed to move through the valve and as a result, the circuit as a whole, and then your battery will deplete slower. Now, to really understand the relationship between current and voltage and resistance, there's something called Ohm's law, which you can look up yourself, but I'd like to explain it more visually or verbally, I guess. So now imagine that you have two resistors in series, which means that they're connected after each other. So you have one resistor connected to your negative pole, and then that resistor is then connected to another resistor. That resistor is then connected to your positive pole. Now, the current will be flowing through both of your resistors, and the resistance in total will be twice as much since you have two resistors. Now, say that both of your resistors are the exact same value. Then, the resulting pressure difference before your one valve in relation to after it will be exactly half of your total pressure. Your total pressure then being 1.5 volts, which is the total pressure of your battery. That will be true for both of your resistors. And since you now, instead of having one resistor, have two resistors, your current will also be half. Keep that circuit in your mind, and if we increase the value of the first resistor, as in you take the valve and you turn the valve down so that the aperture or the valve itself becomes even more narrow, which means that it'll let even less water pass or even less current pass, which means that the total current in your circuit is reduced. Now, say that valve is twice as small, or half the size. So the resistance is twice as high. Say if it was at 100 and now it's at 200, your second one is still 100. And that means that now 2/3 of your total pressure will be right in front of your first valve. So the pressure difference between your first valve and the beginning of your second valve will be 2/3 of the total pressure, and the pressure difference between your second valve and your plus pole will then be 1/3 of the total pressure. And your current will also be reduced by 1/3. Now, as you can see, by increasing the resistance of the resistor, you're increasing the amount of pressure it is holding back and reducing the amount of total current or amount of water you are putting through the entirety of the circuit. Now, I hope this helps you visualize the relationship between current and voltage and how resistance impedes the current and increases the voltage at that point. I often find myself needing to step back and just visualize how the electricity works to be able to work out what the circuit in fact is doing at that point. And by comparing it to water, it's easier for me at least to kind of intuitively tell how a given component will affect a circuit as a whole, and what I can expect the voltage at that point, or the current in the circuit as a whole, to be given a certain change. I'd also like to add that this is my first recording for HPR, and my second recording ever, actually. And I'd like to add that it's actually not that hard to just record your episode, even though I've probably used an hour on this 5-minute or 7-minute, I don't know exactly how far this will end up after editing, long episode. And if you're afraid of audio quality, I'd like you to know that there is a great program called Audacity that you can record in, and that has this fantastic tool for noise cancellation. And I'll demonstrate how awesome it actually is. This is without any noise cancellation, and the noise cancellation is actually really, really good. So with noise cancellation, all you have to do is select a bit of noise and let Audacity use that to remove the noise from the rest of your recording. So just record a little bit of silence and then go to your effects menu and use the noise deletion tool. Is that what it's called? The noise removal tool. And that'll do the job. That'll just make things a whole lot nicer. So thanks again, and talk to you later, hopefully.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.